Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Well, it is always a pleasure to be joined on Press Row by Keith Mitchell, the former Baylor School and University of Georgia golfer, your Honda Classic champion for 2019, and has qualified for next week's Masters, and will be playing that for the very first time. Keith, how are you today?
Great, guys. How are you all?
We are doing fantastic. All right, you are not in the field for this Valero Texas Open this weekend because you have already qualified for next week's Masters for the very first time. How many times do you think you will play Augusta National before next Thursday's opening round?
I'll play 9 holes Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then play the par 3. So I've played it a week and a half ago. Got my feel for the course, and so I'll play 9 holes each day because, I mean, honestly, that's got to be the hardest course to walk on tour.
Interesting. Okay. And yes, until you go and experience it, you don't realize just the how hilly that thing is. What was the when was the very first time you went to a Masters, and what was your kind of most distinct memory from it?
I was probably 10 or 11, so I hate to say that I don't have many standout memories, I guess, because I was so young. But it was I remember being there 1 year, and it got rained out, and I was sick. So that I do remember that Masters. That was a terrible one.
I don't think Jim Nance is going to put that on the broadcast next week.
Probably not.
All right, what is your biggest concern going into it? Is it a specific hole? Is it potentially your nerves? What is your biggest concern going into next week's tournament?
It was a tee shot on 13. It's if I can hit 4 good tee shots on 13 next week, I feel like I'll be in good shape. Just because so much can happen. You can hit in the fairway and go for the green in 2. If you pull it left and it catches a tree, you hit in the water. And if you don't turn it enough, it's up in the pine straw. So I feel like that's the most demanding shot on the golf course, because you can set yourself up for a birdie or an eagle, or you can make a bogey or double. So a lot of the other holes, there might be tougher tee shots, but there's only one way to execute it. And that one, there's so many different options. So
what about the flip side of that, Keith, I guess would be, with your big hitting ability, which hole do you hope to capitalize on the most?
I think number 8, just because it's so uphill that any extra yardage is huge. And you can't see the green. So when you can't see the green and you're trying to go for it in 2 with a wood, it's a little bit scary. So if I can hit a good drive on 8 and have a chance to get to the green in 2, or at least put it in the right spot and have a good third shot to the hole and try to get up and down, I think that's where my links would play the biggest advantage.
Your buddy Harris English from your Baylor days and Georgia days, I think he's played in this twice, I want to say, 14 and 16. Has he given you any advice, and what has he told you about it?
I don't really talk to Harris about it that much. It's maybe I should. I mean, he has played. It's such a golf course that you never have enough experience on, because the conditions can change it so much. If it's hot and it's firm, it plays completely different than when it's cold and windy. I mean, every course, but that course especially, because the green speeds are so fast that you're coming in with different clubs. And when you're coming in with a 5-iron versus a 9-iron, I mean, it's the world of difference.
You're listening to Keith Mitchell, the former Baylor School and UGA golfer, the winner of this year's Honda Classic, who next week will participate in the Masters for the first time in his career. You're listening to Keith here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Keith, when you played it a week and a half ago, was that the first time you'd played it?
No, I actually was fortunate enough. The Georgia golf team got to go out once a year when I was in college, and they definitely use that as a recruiting tool. and trust me, I did not say no to that. So it was I was fortunate to play, but I always played into January, December. So it was cold, and the grass was longer, and it's played completely different than it will in the tournament. So when I played last week in a practice round, it was a completely different golf course. So I'm glad I got to go and see what it's like when you play it hot and fast.
Would you describe playing it last week knowing you've qualified? Was that more pride? Was that more eagerness? Was there a little anxiousness? What were you feeling when you played it a week and a half ago?
Completely different. The first couple times, you're just in awe of being on property, and you don't even really know what's going on the golf course because you're just looking at everything, soaking everything in. And this time, I was actually having to focus on where I was going to put my ball and the putts and the breaks and where not to hit it and where to hit it. And I've never done that out there. I've played it a bunch, but I've never thought about my actual strategy going around the course. And it was completely different. And I mean, I just remember hitting some putts on the back nine and looking at the reeds, and I was like, oh, I would have never seen this if I hadn't hit this putt a couple times. Because usually when you're out by yourself, or I mean, out not playing for the tournament and just playing for fun, you just hit a putt, and if you miss it, you go knock it in, you go to the next hole. You're not actually paying attention.
The in a dream pairing, who would you want to play with?
Tiger.
Golly, can you imagine the crowd for that puppy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's the twosome with Tiger on Sunday in the last group. What can you ask for anything more?
You're listening to Keith Mitchell, the Honda Classic champion here on Press Row on ESPN 105, won the zone. Is there still a surreal feeling to this, or has it kind of, you know, you've played it now and you're preparing for it. Have you kind of worked through that?
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely, I mean, I hate to say this, and I don't mean it negatively, but I've talked about it so much now that it's kind of repetitive. So I know I'm playing. I know I'm going. I know it's my first Masters. I'm excited about it. But it's I got to get back to business. And because I don't want to go there and not play well, and then I'll be disappointed when I leave. So I got to treat it like it's any other tournament, and that's hard. Because it's not any other tournament, but you have to I'm there to win. I'm there to play as best I can, and that's the only way I got to there in the first place.
All right, Keith, we haven't had you on since we had you on right after you won the Honda Classic, and we haven't had you on since. A couple of things that have happened in the interim. You and Luke List got to play, I guess it was the third round of the TPC, and I want to say both of y'all entered that Saturday round in the top 10, and I want to say y'all had matching 75s. What was that like playing with Luke? I know neither one of y'all scored the way you wanted to, but how unique was that playing with another Baylorite?
I mean, it was cool. It was great. I mean, Luke's been great to me ever since I got out on tour, but I never played with him at Baylor. He's always been like the older guy that was kind of a couple steps ahead of me. And it was kind of funny because when we were playing, and I remember we looked at each other on like 10 or 11 and like, God, we got to get this black cloud out over our heads right now. It's terrible because we were so pissed. We were playing bad.
Well, and then, of course, last week you got to experience, you and Luke both got to, you were different pools, but you got to experience the Dell match play. Both of y'all went 1-2 in the round robin deal. What kind of experience was that for you?
It was tough because I was telling somebody the other day, if you had to play match play every week, there would be no friends on the PGA Tour. We have this great camaraderie out there. Yeah, we have a great camaraderie out there in the locker room, and everybody's friends, and people wait around for when you win. But when it's match play and you're going head-to-head and you either get a win or a loss, I mean, there's no helping. There's no – you want to beat everyone. So it's a totally different animal in match play. And it's fun to switch it up, but – I promise you people wouldn't even work with the same swing coaches because you wouldn't want somebody to have an advantage. Because you can root against one person, and because if they mess up and you win the hole, that's great. But you can't root against 149 other guys when you're playing in a normal tournament. You can't control the outcome.
All right, Keith, you know how we roll. When we close, we love to close with a rapid fire. Ready to play?
Let's do it.
What is your favorite hole at Augusta?
Number 15.
Driver or 5-iron on 3?
Depends on where the pin is. Back right, driver, any other pin, 5-iron.
All right.
your favorite master sandwich? Is it chicken, pimento cheese, or something else?
Pimento cheese.
Since you won, would you say that if I gave you choice A, the galleries are bigger, or choice B, the groupies are hotter, which would you go with?
Both.
All right, I know you said that you've been before and it rained and you were sick, but what would you say is the most memorable Masters of your lifetime? Watching it on TV, whatever the case may be, which one comes to mind first?
Tiger chipping in on 16 in 2005.
If Mickelson approaches you about a money game on Tuesday or Wednesday, are you in?
I actually talked about that this morning, so yes.
Giddy up!
Listen, Keith, thank you so much for joining us. I know this is a interesting time for you, an exciting time for you. You got a whole bunch of people that are going to be cheering for you next week, and we thank you so much for joining us here, as always, on Press Row.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. Hopefully I can bring that jacket back to Chattanooga.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Keith Mitchell, you're a Honda Classic champion, playing in the Masters next week for the very first time, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.